This segment of the study room features a debate between me and my colleague Vernon Briggs, who teaches immigration policy at the ILR School. As you will see, we take very different views of the current immigration reform proposals now pending in Congress. Sit back and enjoy the fireworks.
Hi, I'm Steve Yalair. I teach immigration law at Cornell Law School, and here with me today is Vernon Briggs, who teaches labor economics at the ILR School. We're going to be talking about some of the proposals to reform immigration now pending before Congress and see if they can actually make a change in our immigration system. Vernon, we've already discussed the fact that there are these proposals pending before Congress. Why don't you give me your overview of whether you think they're going to do anything good or not?
I don't think that major proposals that are being put forth will have any impact whatsoever on illegal immigration. They may make it go away in terms of statistical numbers, but it'll have no impact on the issue itself. That is, legalization just changes illegal immigrants and illegal immigrants, and it doesn't do anything to stop the immigration, the problem from reoccurring. In my view, the guts of the issue, the remedies ought to deal with enforcement of employer sanctions, which is what the law requires. The major problem of illegal immigration is people working, and the workplace is the magnet that attracts illegal immigrants, and until we enforce employer sanctions, the rest of these proposals will never deal with the real heart of stopping illegal immigration or reducing it.
Okay. Well, there are two components to most of the proposals pending in Congress. One deals with temporary workers and whether we should have a separate temporary worker provision that doesn't exist now. And the second deals with trying to legalize current undocumented workers in the United States. Let's break those down to each of those components. First, in terms of temporary workers, many of the proposals, including that by the president, would create a new temporary worker program to allow people who aren't here currently legally an opportunity to work legally in the United States for a set number of years. Why isn't that a good thing?
Well, basically because it's legalized, it seemingly legitimizes an illegal process. They're not supposed to be here, they're not supposed to be working, and you're essentially giving them what they sought in violation of what the whole intention of the law is. On the other hand, the experience with these things, which we have plenty of experience over the years, are that guest worker programs depress wages of the workers that are in those industries, the native-born worker, which makes a self-fulfilling prophecy that the other workers will not be attracted to that industry in the future. It also depresses the wages of immigrants who are already working in those industries or legally in the United States today. It adds to the social costs in these communities, since guest workers, in most of these proposals, they're allowing them to talking about bringing their families and all of that with it. That means these local communities are going to have to find housing, their medical costs, their social costs, their school costs, their crime costs. It dramatically increases the costs of all these things. And the fundamental issue is it doesn't deal with stopping illegal immigration.
Well, I disagree with you respectfully. I think that these are people who are here already. We've already tried since 1986 to control illegal immigration through employer sanctions. We've tripled the size of our border patrol along the southern border. We have billions of dollars now going to enforcement. Yet despite all those efforts, we now have about 9 million people already in the United States working illegally. There's nothing that we can do to make these people go away, so I think it's better if we legalize them, bring them out of the shadows so that we know who they are, so that they can work legally, they can get minimum wage, they can get the protections that they currently don't get under our labor laws, and I think that would do a lot for our economy.
But what it means is basically 5 years from now we're going to have to do it again and then again, and then ultimately what most of these proposals basically do is that they're somewhat linked to legalization in some process or renewals or what have you, and there's no guarantee these people are going to stay in agriculture or whatever industry they're in. We haven't talked yet about whether we're talking about purely agriculture or just turning them loose into the labor market, which is sort of what President Bush's proposal is. These people you don't know what industry they're going to end up in, and all of those people will be very grateful to work for the minimum wages or less that'll be provided for them.
But if we legalize them, they won't be less than minimum wage. They'll at least be getting minimum wage. They will be able to enforce the labor rights that they can't currently do. So why isn't that a good thing?
Well, most of the studies of illegal immigrants show that they do get the minimum wage. I mean, in the Federal Fair Labor Standards Act, all you can do is enforce the minimum. You can't enforce anything higher than that. And in fact, the overwhelming evidence I've seen is that illegal immigrants do get the minimum wage. Some don't, and that's obviously of deep concern. But I don't think it automatically guarantees that people that wages are going to get any wages are going to get any higher. And if they don't get any higher, then you're using government policy to artificially depress a labor market, which means U.S. citizen workers will never be attracted to those industries. Now, if they just stay in one industry, you can write off one industry like we did in 1986 with the agriculture industry. We simply gave a SAW program that essentially allowed a million people to adjust their status into the agricultural industry. And they simply said to American workers, well, in order to get employer sanctions for the rest of you, we're going to simply dramatically increase the supply of labor in your sector of the economy, and wages are never going to go up. And it's not surprising we have talks about shortages of citizen workers not to do that work.
Well, I think that's a different debate. I think if we want to increase minimum wage, then Congress should address that issue. But that's something that applies across the board, not just because they're immigrants or not. If you look at studies, if you look at, for example, the Labor Department saying of the 30 industries that are experiencing growth over the next 10 years or so, 20 of them are in low skill areas. There are a lot of essential workers. We simply don't have enough people in right now. Our economy is aging. We're going to have fewer workers. Net result is we're going to have fewer workers down the road, and I think we need to have legal immigration to be able to offset some of those shortages.
Well, to begin with, we have no shortage of low-wage workers. I mean, that's the premise here. I mean, there are 34 million low-wage workers in the United States today. That is, workers earning less than $8.76 an hour. Well, that's what's called so-called living wage. I mean, that's even above the minimum wage. That's 34 million people, workers. And there's no indication that there's any shortage of people to do those jobs. There's shortage of people willing to do the jobs that some of the wages employers want to offer, and that's basically what these guest worker programs are all about. Employers want to get workers at a wage they want to pay, not a wage that the market wants to pay. And that's all I'm saying, and the market forces ought to drive the wages up. As wages go up, people should be attracted to them. We can also do a lot of things to make these low-wage labor markets more attractive, like in agriculture, for example, and in the exclusion from the National Labor Relations Protection for agriculture workers. If anybody is serious about finding farm workers in the United States, let's give them, stop treating them as second-class workers, the citizen workers who do work in that industry. And there are a lot, and we can raise the minimum wage and these other things that I'm all for. But to the degree that you simply use immigration policy, a guest worker policy, increase the supply of workers simply because employers claim they can't find workers when they don't want to pay higher wages, which is what a market force would say they have to do, well, I don't think that's right.
Well, I certainly agree with you that we should be able to enforce labor protections for all workers, including agricultural workers, and that's a real travesty that we aren't doing that right now. In terms of some of the other aspects, I mean, there's some concern already that more and more companies are outsourcing a lot of their jobs overseas, and that affects both high-skilled and low-skilled workers. If we don't have enough workers in the United States, that trend, I think, is going to increase. So I think bringing in immigrants to fulfill those kinds of needed jobs in the United States, I think, can help stem the possible problem of outsourcing.
Well, now, we're slipping over into legal immigration. We talk about illegal immigration and guest worker programs as a response to illegal immigration.
And I am too, and I'm saying these people who are here already, but I think that if we keep them here legally, that's going to be a way for the companies to feel more secure about keeping their jobs in the United States.
There's nothing to stop the continuation of this program. It goes on, and there are additional costs, as you will find with these programs. I mean, nobody can support themselves on the federal minimum wage in the United States, no family person, and there are going to be heavy social costs for these communities in which those workers are to be found. And all you're doing is simply saying that the public sector is going to have to subsidize the private sector so it can have cheap labor. A lot of these jobs can't go away. Some of them will, and we talk about outsourcing in another context, but agriculture workers, many of these service jobs, they can't go away. They've got to be provided where the people are. And I think that the answer is not simply to increase the supply of workers, of illegal workers in those industries. Let's let the market force drive up the wages to attract people to do those jobs. If they're important enough to be done, they're important enough to be rewarded, and salaries commensurate with the responsibilities of doing the task. The task is important. But this is government intervention into a labor market, into an illegal act. You illegally enter the country. You're not supposed to be here. That's why I said go back to where I started, employer sanctions. If we're enforcing our labor law, that's the only way our employment laws, that's the only way we're ever going to get a handle on illegal immigration. They cut off that magnet. And if we're really enforcing our employer sanctions, then I might go along with some of these guest worker programs or legalization things later on. But I'm not going to go down the trail I did in 1986, where we have employer sanctions, we give an amnesty, then we don't employ the employer sanctions.
And I agree, and that was a problem that Congress did. They didn't give enough money to the immigration agency to really vigorously enforce employer sanctions, and you and I agree on that. But I'm not saying that we should import more foreign workers into the United States. I'm saying that those people are here already illegally should be given a chance to work here, number one, temporarily legally, to prove their continued adherence to our society, and then earn their way to legalization, which ties into the second aspect of many of these proposals, which is an ultimate legalization. the president's proposal would only give them a temporary worker possibility and say, we want you to go home after 3 or some other time of period of years. Whereas many of the other proposals would say, well, we'll give them a temporary worker provision, but we'll also have an earned legalization program down the road. Isn't that a good idea?
Well, I don't think it's a good idea to give legalization in this process. I've supported the legalization in 1986 very strongly because our immigration laws were confused. But we've had 7 amnesties in one form or the other since 1986, and it's gotten to become a regular process in which people simply come here and expect that if they come here illegally, somebody's eventually going to give them an amnesty. And the president's proposal, yes, he says it's temporary, but he allows it to be renewed and never, at least for I think, a 3-year initial period and maybe 3-year renewal of succession. And by that time, if people perhaps have gotten married or had children that are U.S. becomes U.S. citizens, and it leads to all kinds of things. And you're allowing families to reunify while they're here. I think it'll lead to absolute chaos and large numbers of it'll actually lead to an increase in the illegal immigration number of immigrants rather than stop it. And I think the amnesty thing, we've just been down that trail too long. And I've strongly, again, supported the first amnesty because our laws were ambiguous. They're not ambiguous now. Illegal immigrants are not supposed to be here. And what we need is the courage, some profiles and courage in this area of immigration to simply say, this is a jobs issue. Illegal immigrants hurt U.S. citizens. They hurt the people who are the most needy of a protection of government, and yet they don't need to be made vulnerable by a guest worker program, which allows these people to come and work, and an amnesty program that allows them to stay.
Well, I disagree with you there again. I think that the National Research Council, for example, in 1997 found that even after accounting for all the costs of immigration, immigration at the national level is a net positive force of at least $10 billion a year to our national economy. And I think that's a good thing. And I don't see why you would argue that we shouldn't have
because
more immigration.
Because you read, you know what that study said, $10 billion. But what was that benefit? Mm-hmm. Wage suppression. All of the benefits that come from that study, where we've driven down American wages by $1 to $10 billion, that was the benefit to the nation. The wage suppression is not a benefit to working people, especially the poor people. And also that NRC study also showed that there are costs, and the costs were $14 to $20 billion. That is the fiscal cost that I'm talking about. So the cost outweighed the benefits, even when you factored in the taxes that immigrants pay, that in fact they don't pay the taxes to offset what it costs to have them. In California, may you recall, they said that it was a $1,200 tax that every native-born person in California pays for each immigrant in that state.
But that's because there's inequality. I mean, they pay their money into the federal government. The federal government is not very good about doling the money back out to the states. So that's why we have that inequality between the immigrants who are living in particular states and the states not receiving the benefit of the taxes that they pay into the federal economy. So I think that's a problem of Congress not being able to allocate the money out that everybody's paying into the
state. But Congress, it's not Congress's job to support the school systems and the prison systems and those type of things. Those are the local government costs. And you're quite right. They're different. Government responsibilities here, but they simply said was when you put all the taxes that are paid, that the immigrants do not carry their own weight. Some they're all being subsidized, and every study that I know has shown that wage suppression is the major benefit that comes from immigration. Well, that's a national benefit that the business community loves, and some economists love.
And most consumers love. They prefer to be able to shop at Walmart and get low prices. So from that perspective, they're happy to have low prices.
But it's also from a worker standpoint, wages or income. That's mm-hmm. the conditions of life, living. And when we also know with respect to the experiences in the past, that many of these people can't support themselves. These illegal immigrants who've gotten legalized, or even on the low wages that they earn at the minimum wage level, that other people are being forced to subsidize them. So you may get a cheaper price at Walmart, but you're going to have to pay higher taxes in your property taxes that put to the schools, the social costs, and the criminal, the putting the prisons and all the rest of the thing that dealing with the social costs that come from illegal immigration. It's not a free ride.
It's not a free ride, and that's why I think we should legalize these people. I think if we get them out of the shadows, we'll know who they are. We can vet them to make sure that they're not a security risk to our United States. And by being legal here, then they can actually start to exercise their labor rights. They can argue for more wages. They can unionize. They can do things to help protect themselves and all workers in the United States. I think by having them out in the shadows of our economy, we're hurting ourselves in multiple ways that legalization would cure.
Well, but it's not an end. It doesn't deal with the illegal immigration. It's just a quick little Band-Aid to try to make the problem go away temporarily. And that's the problem I have with all these things. I mean, the politicians like them because all of a sudden the number of illegal immigrants drop because you legalize their status. That doesn't mean that you haven't had a problem with illegal immigration. The people are still the same. Disproportionately poorly educated, non-English speaking, trapped in low-wage sector of the U.S. economy. And that has enormous social costs for the citizens that are down there. It's not a panacea by any means, this thing. I mean, I think the main issue is illegal immigration. And to stop illegal immigration, you've got to go back to employer sanctions, to the job magnet, to the labor market magnet, and cut off that magnet. And the rest of these things are just sops to temporarily make the thing look better, but don't deal with the real issue.
Well, I agree that we need to have better enforcement on our borders to stop illegal immigration in the future. But these are 9 million people who are here already in the United States. They're not going to go away. And I think we've got to deal with them in a positive way so that they become an integral part of our society instead of pretending they're not there and undercutting their wages and hurting everyone.
Well, they're going to have to go away. I mean, to the degree that you can enforce your employer sanctions, that's exactly what the message should be. That was what the intention of Congress was. That is exactly what it's all about. You're not wanted here in these labor markets, and you don't have a right to be here. There is a legal way into the country, and if we want to discuss legal immigration and expanding illegal immigration to make it more associated with labor markets, that's another topic. But right this moment, we know that illegal immigrants go into the low-wage sector of the labor market. They hurt minorities, women, youth the most. They help, they hamper low-wage workers in general the most, the ones that carry the burden of this competition. And public policy shouldn't be sanctioning policies that hurt the most vulnerable people in our society.
Okay, well, there we have it. We've got our debate on the table. We both agree that we need to have stronger enforcement on our borders. We disagree as to whether we should help the people who are already here illegally or not, and we'll leave it up to Congress to decide what to do on this controversial issue. Thank you. I hope you've enjoyed this Cyber Tower study room about immigration in the United States. As you've seen, immigration is very complex. There are no clear answers about the impact of immigration, whether from an economic, political, or social point of view. I believe that immigration overall is a net positive gain to our society, but we need to do it carefully and thoughtfully. Too far and too long, Congress has only tinkered at the edges with immigration reform because it is so complex. I think we need to have a far-reaching debate about immigration and try to come to a national consensus. The last time we did this was in 1981 when we had a commission by Reverend Theodore Hesburgh of Notre Dame. That select commission promulgated a lot of recommendations that are still useful today. If we had another such commission, I think that the United States could come to perhaps a consensus about immigration that would allow us to move forward and see that immigration really can benefit rather than hurt us if we approach it in the right way. I hope you'll join me in that ongoing debate.